Did you take a look at campus when you were back?
Oh, my God.
You should see it now. It's probably changed a lot since then.
Oh, yes, it's not. I bet it doesn't even look like the same place. Because, do you know where the Matlack House is?
I'm not sure.
Well,
is it on Broad?
No, no.
No?
It's on East Street.
Okay.
And 10th. East and 10th.
Okay. Yeah.
See, that's up in the corner.
Yeah.
And it was covered, you know, it was just like going into an estate.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, there was a long walk going up to their house, and they had all the trees and the grapevines and everything, and lots of land.
Sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the Matlacks lived.
I wonder if that house is still there.
I don't know. I really don't know if it's still there.
It was on 10th. Right?
It was on 10th.
Here's 10th and here's East.
Uh-huh.
So the house would be up here?
Wait, in the right across.
Yeah. It
across
might be.
Across on the north side of East and east of East Avenue.
Uh-huh.
East Street. I mean East Street, not
yeah.
East Avenue.
Yeah.
East Street. Laura Wyman?
I didn't.
Yeah, well, Laura Wyman lived there the
mm-hmm.
last.
Mm-hmm.
She was the last of her family.
Mm-hmm.
Although her sister moved back and lived in Fanny Buchanan's house. But I think her sister died before she did.
Yeah.
So all the Matlacks were gone.
They were a wonderful family from what I hear.
Oh my, yes. And you know, their mother was a weaver.
Mm.
And so was Laura. Oh, they made beautiful things on their looms.
Yeah.
And of course, the mother did a lot of social work mm-hmm. in the city.
Right. Yeah. Well, there are still things on campus that I know you would recognize, because
Herrick
is still there. And
well, now, what did they do about the quadrangle? I mean, no, the girls, no, the quadrangle was where the boys was where the girls lived.
Yeah.
All right.
It's still there.
And, well, you know that dining room that
mm-hmm.
had that vaulted ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
It's still there.
It's still there. It's not student dining anymore.
No.
It's more like special dining room.
Oh, yeah.
Like if the trustees come.
Oh, I see.
Or they'll have a wedding reception in there. Excuse me. There's a new student center, the Joe Rosenfield Center.
No. That was where the Stoops house was, I think, where they built the new thing that he gave them the money for.
Yeah, and that's where they eat now.
Really?
They all eat together at the Rosenfield Center.
Oh, they do?
Center. Yeah.
The boys do?
Boys and the girls eat together, yeah.
Because, you know, the boys ate in the door.
Yep.
And the girls ate in the quadrangle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When I came back to our 60-something reunion, we stayed in Reed.
Uh-huh. Your old...
Where the... Mm-hmm. No, we stayed in the part where they had the elevator.
Okay.
And that was not too far from the dining room.
Yeah.
You know, it's where the elevator is.
Right.
And then went out the door onto
mm-hmm.
6th Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how many of our class is still living.
Well, I wonder.
Because, you know, when I went back, there were 7 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the year that they honored Bear.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he died. Right after he died, I think we got it the early part of June or the last of May, and he died about the 29th
really?
Of that month.
Yeah.
And I don't know if his wife is still living.
I don't either. So you have another reunion this year?
Yeah, this is our reunion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This will be our 7th.
Do you think you might come?
No, because, see, I need help. See, old people forget, and I forget something, you know, and I don't know where it was, so I wouldn't come back unless I, you know.
Maybe you could get your friend Alphonette to come with you.
And you know, when I came here in 1937, she was just a little girl.
Is that right?
Yeah, just her mother was a girl reserve uh-huh. secretary. At the YWCA, where they gave me a job, you
mm-hmm.
know, because that's what the seniors did. That year, 37, you know,
mm-hmm.
we were just coming out of the Depression, and there were no jobs. So they brought a group of us to Chicago to see if we could get jobs. Well, I got a job at the YWCA. And that secretarial job is certainly not like the secretarial job now.
Oh, really?
No. I had to be a desk clerk. I had to be a stenographer.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do the telephone operator. And we had to do all duplicate all the programs.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, it's not like, that's not like sick.
No.
And for when we had lectures, I had to take the lectures and type up
mm-hmm.
the lecture. So we had all of that to do at the YWCA.
So you practically ran the place, it sounds
no,
like.
No, but all of us. See,
yeah.
See, they were open 24 hours,
uh-huh.
and we had three shifts.
So there were three secretaries?
Oh, no, there were at least three. $25 of that I had to send back to Grinnell because the Ladies Aid Society had paid for my graduation.
Oh.
So you see, they were very good to me at Grinnell.
I'm glad.
They were very good.
I think they still do that. I think they do it every year at the Ladies Aid Society.
Do they? To anyone who can.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's you see how helpful the college and encouraging they are to their students.
Well, that's good. They should be. That's,
yeah, they should be, but... Everyone, yes, that was long before they had co-ed dorms.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you, the people who had children in college, when they started that, they really were upset.
Yeah, it was a big change.
Oh, yes, a co-ed dorm? You know, because they first started out with the floors,
uh-huh.
and then they went to, you can have one right next door.
That's wild, isn't it?
Oh, they thought, we thought that was just too much. And another reason why Grinnell was so important to me, my uncle was a chef
uh-huh.
in the Grill Storm.
Oh, okay.
And his friend was and his wife were chef and salad cook at the boys' dorm. So, Grinnell was really closely entwined
mm-hmm.
with our lives, monetarily and physically.
Now, did either of your kids go to Grinnell? Did you want them to?
I had two daughters.
Uh-huh.
That's my oldest daughter, and there's my youngest daughter on that other wall.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted the youngest daughter to go, but she went to Aurora instead. Grinnell was too far away.
Yeah, well, I guess.
And my oldest daughter, she wanted to go to Chicago University, so that's where she
went. Well, that's nice and close, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So neither of them wanted to go. So no other, and none of my family wanted to go to Grinnell. I'm the only one.
But you really wanted to go.
I really wanted to go. And that's the only place I had ever wanted to go. And my oldest sister went to Fisk. My next oldest sister went to Hampton. And the sister next to me went to University in Iowa State,
mm-hmm.
and she got her master's from the University of Iowa, and then my oldest sister came to live in Iowa City. My oldest brother, he finished at Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest brother, he didn't go to college there. He went to Washington D.C. and went to school there.
Mm-hmm.
And because my sister who finished Hampton was in Washington, D.C., and she was worked for the Library of Congress.
Uh-huh. So you're really a very well-educated, accomplished family.
Well,
that's just awesome.
You know what Mother said.
Yeah.
Get an education.
And everybody listened, it sounds like.
Well, you know, one of the things is, she didn't let us do a lot of things that other kids did, you mm-hmm. know. No movies on Sunday. No movies, period. And no card playing, no alcohol.
She's a tough lady, too.
Oh, she was. She was a tough taskmaster. That
yeah.
was it. Those were all the things that we did. And we went to church every Sunday mm-hmm. and one day during the week.
Mm-hmm.
So she saw to it that we were